Hello there, and welcome to the Natalie
and Dennis
Show podcast. Guess who's back on set?
It's me.
It's her. Who are you?
It's me, Sabina. For those new listeners.
For those of you that watched episode 30 through like 35, 36, 37?
Yeah. Something like that.
I actually, you know how my brain goes into like a weird creative mode, but I had this whole thing where I was like, I'm curious if like Sabina on the internet, you know how everybody's always asking me like, when are you going to have kids? When are you going to have kids? Right. So yeah. Today, since it's actually Sabina's birthday.
Woo! It's her birthday.
22.
And so how we kind of have like this ongoing nail tech husband guy that's into me. If you're on TikTok, you know, but basically I was like, oh my God. She could be the one that makes everybody stop talking about kids because she's my daughter.
Oh,
my long lost daughter.
Exactly.
We'll see if we end up putting that into the plot.
But a 22-year-old daughter.
Yep.
That's crazy.
With you.
Guys, so
she does have your last name.
We're back in the studio after a long trip to Japan. I hope you guys enjoyed the two special episodes that we did in Japan. I know we missed a week.
Wait, can I mention something?
Yeah.
First of all, we were so jet lagged, so recording that was not easy. But just like the lighting was also really off. We tried our best, but there was one scene where you were like, damn, I look so big in that.
I look so large. It was the camera angle.
I was telling him he looks fit, not large.
I know. That was so nice. He actually mentioned that after. He's like, wow, Sabina actually said that I look like fit. So, okay.
No.
But it was the angle. It was the angle. But yeah, we're sorry about those episodes, but we are back, baby, in the studio.
What are your thoughts about Japan now that we're back?
Ooh, I loved it. I loved it so much. However, I did have one moment where I didn't really tell you about this. Japan for me is like my dream place in the way that I always feel safe. People are very respectful. Everything is clean and it just feels like a very holy land type of place. Yeah. Like nothing bad's going to happen to you.
Yeah.
But there was one moment where I was like, where's the crazy? Like just like one little moment where I felt like a foreigner in Japan, obviously, but like it was the first time in my whole life where I've actually felt like a foreigner, if that makes sense.
I agree.
And it's a very isolating experience.
Mm.
Yeah. It made me think a lot about like our parents and how they don't know how to, they didn't really understand English and it's so hard.
It is.
All you could do is smile and like do gestures and then you're both like,
yeah. Overall though, 10 out of 10 experience.
Oh yeah.
The food was amazing and it was very affordable. Public transport was great. I know we've beat this topic down in the other videos. Go check out those podcasts.
But I didn't mention one thing though that I did on TikTok, and I'm so happy people related to this, that I could not find clothes in Japan. So girls, if you are a medium in the States, bring clothing. And I wasn't the only one. A lot of people actually commented that they were like, oh my God, it was such a shocker. Or anytime I go to like Asia, it's a big thing. So that was one thing.
I even noticed that on you recently posted a PR unboxing and you were like, this looks small. And then you looked at size and we're like, oh wait, it's my size. And you're like, I have PTSD from Japan.
I really do.
And I was like, girl, yes, you do. You look fantabulous.
Thank you. But you know what it is? It's like nothing is more humbling than taking an empty luggage and not shopping for anything but two shirts that were extra, extra large. Like just even buying that was the last size on the rack. I've never not had options like that. And it really makes me like wonder, you know, like a lot of plus size women, it could be a struggle. And now it's great that there is so many more inclusive brands. But even then, it could be so difficult. And I just want to add one more thing. Being tan, going into their makeup stores, I was like, I would not be able to find foundation here.
I was about to ask you that.
I wouldn't.
Did you even look for foundation there? It feels like you wouldn't be able to find it anyways.
I mean, I did see the selection. I was like, white. So that's not going to work.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Overall, the makeup was really great though. And the whole skincare.
Yes.
Section of it.
Yes, yes, yes. So.
And the hair care.
Oh girl, let's talk about that.
Natalie's so been raving.
Cute. No, honestly, I'm so sad that I only bought a little bit because I've been using that shampoo a little bit more than usual. And I love it. I love it. I love it. So that's that. Yeah.
Would you go to Japan, Sabina? next time that we go?
Yes, if you took me.
Of course.
If I was invited.
Overall, like I said, experience in Japan was 10 out of 10. But we're back.
We're back.
Back in the studio. Sabina's back for who knows how long. She'll disappear at some point probably again.
Okay, but I have one semester left, guys. I'm almost back for serious for always. And then you guys aren't getting rid of me, okay?
I'm scared.
Overall, though, very happy to be back in the States, getting back into it. Natalie's been posting on her TikTok and her Instagrams and doing her thing.
Yeah.
But we have our cameras again, our completely, basic setup that we really enjoy. I bought some Pokemon cards this week.
You were just waiting.
Back to normal, getting my thing. I actually bought some in Japan, overpriced actually over there. I think I got ripped off.
No.
But it was cheap regardless.
Wait, why did you think now you got ripped off?
Because over there, I didn't really research the prices. I mean, there was one that I bought that was $10 and I looked online and it's like $6. So it's like, yeah. I didn't get ripped off that much. I didn't buy like an expensive one. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, overall, just really great to be here again. And what are your thoughts
you're getting back to your hosting, right? You're like, how do I do this?
No, I got it. There was a topic that we kind of missed out because we were out of the country.
Okay.
And I wanted to actually jump into it. It has a lot to do with familiar relationships.
Okay.
So obviously being in Japan, we were inside of their culture, seeing how relationships between family members were, mm-hmm. mothers, fathers, daughters. Mm-hmm. But in America, you know, things are a little bit different. I don't believe that this is the case for everybody's family, but this particular TikTok family is getting a little popular. The daughter.
Change the camera.
God damn, I'm talking and then I'm also like changing cameras. It's not easy. So this family on TikTok is getting popular because their daughter is a aspiring chef. She's a very good cook. And the parents are opinionated. You know, the dad's very supportive. And the mother seems to not really enjoy the food that her daughter cooks.
So does she make faces or what does she do?
No, she like bashes it pretty hard.
Really?
She like really, really tries to find the problems.
You've like verbal commentary?
Yeah, like she actually says like, oh, wow. I really, and then maybe she'll like put a napkin on her face and like clean her mouth or like spit it out or like pretty bad.
But do you think that's part of the whole like shtick?
No, I think it's real. I think I'm pretty good at pinpointing fake content.
No, you're not. I am pretty good at it. You're bad at it.
No,
are you kidding?
You're bad at pinpointing fake content.
He's literally lying because the amount of times he shows me stuff that I'm like, that was staged. And then you're like, oh, wait.
Last time I said that something was staged that you showed me and you were
what is
defensive
it?
About what it, is too. It? I can't remember what it was.
No.
Anyways, okay. Let's say, for example, this girl's family is staging this, then whatever. Then it's staged. But we're going to take it for face value and what it is and what they're representing, right? And then maybe there is a case of a family that's going under this particular, you know, situation and thing, right? Okay. So like I said, the girl cooks, the parents taste test and talk about how they feel about the dishes or whatever. The dad tends to be very supportive. The mom is always bashing the food. Always says how it's either bland or too much spice or too flavorful or whatever. And I do want to talk about that particular instance. Her name's Mayo Mom, mm-hmm. but overall, it's just the conversation leads into being supportive parents or overall being a supportive partner or just being supportive in general when one of the group is exceeding and doing really well and the other one's kind of
not feeling very good
about themselves particularly.
Mm. Well, I can't relate to like the parent thing. I have heard of moms, like I've had friends who have had mothers who are jealous of them, mm-hmm. which is such an interesting mix. And I don't really know where it stems from other than like sometimes their daughters are living the life that they wish they could have lived. And there's a sense of like jealousy. That's what I've seen with some of my friends.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I'm right or wrong because, again, I'm not a mom, obviously. But I've heard postpartum is very difficult. Okay. Mm-hmm. And for some weird reason, I have a family member. I feel so bad. I always like, I'm not going to say who, but okay. Anyways. So I have a family member who has never had a great relationship with their mother, and their mother actually experienced postpartum.
Ooh.
Like to the point where she didn't even want to be with her.
The baby?
Yeah. Which isn't that kind of shocking, but it's a real thing. Like where moms get angry. Moms get angry and they don't want their kid. I can't imagine the guilt that she also felt. But basically, I almost feel like that relationship stemmed out of that. And there's always been this weird, like almost anger towards her daughter.
Based on this particular instance, the mayo mom, they call her mayo mom because she really likes mayonnaise on all her food, right? Mm-hmm. Psychologically, if you really try to break it down, I really try hard to understand why someone would lie and say that food is bad when it is good, unless in their mind they actually really believe that it's not good, right? But then what would that even entail? Why would someone prefer? I mean, I like McDonald's and I know you hate McDonald's. I know you particularly, hate's a strong word. You would rather eat something else. Let's say, for example, right?
It's always your go-to. And I'm like, what?
Yes.
It's literally his favorite.
His favorite.
And I don't know why.
Ugh.
You always say it's because it's the consistency. Like, they're constantly like the same quality. Consistent. Yeah.
But if I go to a restaurant, to me, I'm not going to lie and say the McDonald's burger is better than a high quality burger.
Could it be that she's just a strict mom and wants to really like push her daughter?
Push her daughter like to do better?
Yeah. Could it be that?
No, I don't think. Okay. That's
I haven't seen it, so I don't have much.
It would have been good for us to have more context and to have actually watched it. But there's like something deeper in there.
So what do you see then?
It's like I don't want to say like a childhood trauma issue in the mother. But I do believe that it's the kind of thing where maybe the parent didn't eat a particular way when they were young.
Oh, okay.
And so it kind of, her comfort food is bad food.
Oh.
Or bad tasting food. Or it's the mayo, for example.
Could be deeper, yeah.
I was thinking bland food. Like,
yeah.
Like you were just saying, maybe she just grew up on some, you know, unseasoned food.
Yeah. That's so true. But the mother's favorite food is Burger King, right? The daughter took the patty out of the Burger King, put it in a burger she made, gave it to her mom, and her mom said it was bland.
So then it just doesn't
feel real. It's confusing. It doesn't feel...
I honestly think it's staged. I'd love for you to show it to me, and I will let you know.
It's okay. Giving bit.
So, you know, you think it's staged?
It's giving a bit.
Okay.
It's got to be a bit.
Well, it's got the whole internet going a little bit wild about it, right? Because of the audacity.
The mom keeps showing up.
Every time. Yeah.
I'm just thinking it has to be a bit, because if I was the daughter, I would just stop giving it to my mom. I'd just be like, here, dad.
But it's getting them views.
But that's exactly why I think it's a bit.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Well, okay. Have you guys ever experienced a situation where you know for a fact that what you're doing is of high quality or doing really well, and then your parents or somebody else kind of puts it down and says that it's not as good as you thought it was, but you in yourself know it's a good... It's good what you're doing.
I was going to say they're just always shocked when I do it well. Like I may like they didn't think I could, or like personally, like since I'm kind of an only child, I have a half sister. So to my mom, it's like I'm her only child. Mm-hmm. And so they're always like, oh my God, be careful. That knife is sharp. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, girl, I'm 22 years old. Like I know how to use the knife and slice things correctly.
Yeah.
But then I'll like make dinner or something or season something for my mom, and then they'll make it and they'll be like, you did this by yourself? Did you look it up?
Yeah.
And I'll be like, no girl. Like I came up with that with this gorgeous brain in my head.
What about you, Natalie?
For me, honestly, I don't believe my parents. Like sometimes they overhype me and I'm like, are you sure? Like, for example, oh my God, I danced to 1-2-Step for my 5th grade talent show.
Yeah, I remember.
And they thought it was so fabulous. And of course you're going to like, you know, applaud your kid and stuff like that. But maybe it wasn't that great for us to have like gone out like that. So I don't know if I genuinely, sometimes I don't fully trust my mom. Like sometimes she'll be like, oh, te ves hermosa. You look so beautiful. I'm like, you always say that. No, be honest.
I always tell you that your mom's fashion sense is really poor.
I know, you do say that.
And so like when she says something looks good, I don't know.
It's funny because we were obviously in Japan and the fashion is so different. There, women wear long skirts. They cover up a lot, you know, all of that stuff. And you basically pictured my mom there. Like think of like a Latin woman with like a bright dress, a big belt here and like very bright shoes and just some type of ruffles and flowers. And we were like, she would stand out so much.
It would be like... You'd see, you look at a crowd of people and you just see her like instantly.
But here's what I don't like about fashion. And I want to talk about this with you specifically.
Yeah.
Because I feel like you're the more like modern fashion. You know what's in now, right?
Okay.
What I don't like about fashion is where's the individuality in what you actually like as a person? So like if my mom was in Japan and let's say you were with her, you'd probably be like, try to like blend in a little, you know, versus her... In her own personality, she'd be like, no, I like this because I'm Colombian. So, for example...
Your mom's fashion looks bad even in Colombia. I don't care where she is. It looks bad.
But that's what I'm trying to say. I don't feel like you understand Colombian fashion.
No, I don't understand your mom's fashion.
I'm the same way with my mom. I can't even lie. She tries to give me fashion advice and then I'm like, girl, look at a mirror. Like, you have your fashion sense and I have mine. Two very different épocas in la vida.
No, for sure. I guess what I'm trying to say is, like, for example, just, like, always following a trend, I just feel you miss out on what you really like. What are the colors you like? What, you know, like, for example, we'd go into all these stores and I value your fashion opinion a lot.
Yeah.
Because you know what's good nowadays.
That's very nice of you to say. Thank you.
But the thing is, I go there and I'm like, oh my God, I love those pastel colored shoes and blah, blah, blah. And like, I go for like the weirder ones and you're like, that's not in, you know? And I'm like, but that's what I like.
No, you could have bought them.
No, I could have bought it. I'm not saying you.
You showed me a really nice pair of Sambas that were like a blue or like, I don't know if it was like a light green pastel. You could have easily got that.
I could have. I'm not saying you say no, obviously. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just that.
But they were Sambas. And so, and Sambas are popular. You know, if you would have shown me a pastel pair of Clarks, then I would have been like, oh, like that's not. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
For me, I do think my parents hyped me up too. It's very similar. I did a, what do you call it? Like I sang when I was in second grade or third grade. And I was like, I couldn't believe what I was hearing. I thought it was like taped. It was recorded prior, but you were singing live and it was amazing and all these things. It was funny.
Yeah. I can't imagine that.
But my parents
he was a really great singer.
Yeah. My parents were the type, are still the type, to add mayonnaise and ketchup to spaghetti as opposed to like
Colombian
marinara sauce.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Like they just create this concoction and like, I was really used to spaghetti and ketchup and mayo. Like that was how my parents.
It's their version
food.
Of pink sauce. Like they don't got pink sauce out here like they do in Colombia.
Yeah, but if you take them to like Olive Garden and you give them lasagna, they like lasagna with a little bit of marinara. They don't like marinara, and so their palate is accustomed to mayo, and it's very similar to mayo mom, right? Like they like that.
Yeah,
they already have an idea of in their mind of how it should be. And just throwing this out there, Mayo mom is German. She's a German mom. And so maybe that might have to do with what she likes. Recently, they made a video where she was eating sauerkraut with like, I think it was corn. It's really odd, but she says she likes that. So her palate is particular. It could be staged. Yeah. And I understand what you guys
are
saying.
Isn't German food though, like, is it London or German? I know one of them is like considered the worst cuisine.
British food is like beans on toast.
Yeah, but going back to the marinara thing, because I was showing Saina this funny like Instagram about like how Colombians, for example, will mix
bananas in soup or cheese and chocolate.
Exactly. Like that stuff. It's culture is such an odd thing. Even for me, when I was in Japan, I didn't like the sushi. It was too chewy.
Yep.
Wow. And I wasn't expecting it. I assume here I'm getting fatty fish, which I like. It feels like butter. But over there, like, I actually had to chew that. And I was like, ooh.
The thing is that here we're used to like rolls, like California roll with like sauces and like a cream cheese and like a bunch of stuff. And then obviously the sushi in Japan isn't like that. You also didn't like natto. It was like the fermented soybean thing.
It smells so bad.
Yeah, that was quite the experience. You trying not to. I didn't even want to try it. It looks so slimy.
But you know what? Again, culture, right? Like, it reminds me of just, for example, my dad fed me liver all my life. Like, that's odd to Americans.
Yeah.
Because when my sister married an American, he was like, what the heck is this for? For breakfast with an arepa.
Yeah.
He was so grossed out by it.
You like liver, Serena?
No, but my parents and my grandpa really did. So it would stink up the house. I think it was the smell. I'm very similar to Natalie in the, or well, you mentioning that if it smells off, then automatically it's like my brain is off and I'm like, I can't give it. Like, if I had plugged my nose and given it a try, maybe.
Yeah.
But now that I have the mic, I think it's really interesting that you didn't mention before that she was German, because now my opinion has changed.
Yes.
Because the cuisine in Germany is just different than here. So just like Natalie was saying, like, she just, and you were saying, like, her palate just must be accustomed to a different kind of food.
Yeah. I almost feel like German food is bland. But then again, I haven't really tell me if this is true or not. Uh-huh. At Universal, there's a section, the Harry Potter section. That's more like London, right?
Yeah, it's London.
It's not Germany or anything
London.
Like that?
London, babe.
It's not that good. It's just not good.
Have you ever had shepherd's pie?
It has no color. Oh, yeah, that's good, though. That's good.
It's like a mashed potatoes
Yeah. But if you just look at, like, the other type of stuff, like, even BuzzFeed would do videos like this comparing different cultured lunches.
Yeah, yeah.
Those were bland.
The German ones are very like sausage.
There,
like,
you go.
Like Brockwurst, yes. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. And like kielbasa.
Yeah.
And just very sausage based and just a lot of beer. Like, they, German people just like beer a lot.
Now I have a follow up question. Is this girl giving her mom some beer with the meals that she's making her?
No, she's not. But like, the meals are be good. Better. She gives her mom like mac and cheese with like bacon and like loaded with like spices and stuff. And it looks nice, but constantly mom's putting it down.
Well, comment below if you guys watch this video. Is it a skit? Is it a bit? Let us know. We think it's staged when we haven't even watched it.
You know, moving into the next topic, we have someone here who's going through a special moment in their life. Special moment.
Announcement.
Someone's dating someone.
Yes. I got my first boyfriend.
It's fresh. It's a fresh, fresh new relationship. He's not a killer. He's not a murderer, people.
No. If you remember that episode.
Yes. Well, I looked online and I want to make sure she's safe. So I looked up, what are some good first date questions that you should ask people? I want to know what you guys have in your minds when it comes to first dates and some questions that should be asked. And then I'll tell you the ones that I have written down.
Well, you can go first. I might have a completely different opinion because I haven't dated in a really long time. Like, actually.
The thing is, like, I didn't really, it was very, like, I met him very organically. I didn't really ask him any questions.
That's what I was going to say.
Interesting.
That's what I was going to say.
I wasn't very upfront
about
it.
So there's a lot you don't know.
I think I do. I just didn't ask him up front.
Well, did you ask him if he pours his milk before the cereal?
You see, I never want to bring that one up because I do that and I get made fun of it. Because no, you brought it up. But I'm maybe. So sorry. But imagine this. Your entire life, your mom has given you cereal with warm milk and then you pour the cereal in. Oh, so you think that's how it's supposed to be. And then all of a sudden in high school, they call you out for being a weirdo because you warm up the milk before you pour cereal in it.
But wait. Really comforting. How do you get the milk to cereal ratio correct?
Well, I bring the box with me and I shake it in. And then, like, once I finish the cereal I've eaten, I pour more cereal in.
Oh.
And I eat it and then I pour more cereal until the milk is gone.
Yeah, that actually sounds
very comforting, especially before bed.
So you're having milk with cereal. As opposed to cereal with milk.
It was the way I was raised. I thought that was the way everyone did it until someone told me otherwise.
Are you German? Natalie, thoughts on questions
honestly,
on dates?
Honestly, I don't feel like a first date should feel like an interview.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. You know? Good.
And the reason I also mentioned this is because one of my aunts recently started dating after many, many years. And it's actually, she's dating my neighbor, which is so funny. Well, they kind of went on dates. But the one thing she came back with, she's like, Natalie, I felt interrogated. Like, he asked me everything from like the beginning of time to the end. Like, all, you know, you kind of have to warm up to someone to feel comfortable. But yeah, imagine I go into it and I'm like, why did your last marriage not work out?
No, literally.
I do believe that they're a special case because they're older.
I don't care.
And they don't want to waste time.
I agree. But I still don't think that that's, unless your personality is like that, where you just cut through the chase, I think you have to warm people up to just like, you know.
Imagine I sit down at dinner with you, first time meet. Imagine I pulled up to your wedding, first time meeting you guys. And yeah, I go, are you a psycho killer?
Exactly. Just like,
okay, that's that, okay. Like, that's why that's the kind of question I have here. But I want you guys to come at me with like actual questions you'd have on a date. I doubt you would go into a first date and not ask any questions. No, like, you 100%. Could have one or two.
Okay, I'd probably ask like, oh, what's your favorite food?
I'm not even gonna lie. Like, I'm trying to remember our first date. Like, I remember where it was, but I'm like blanking on the conversation we had because obviously, like, I had already known him for a bit.
Yeah.
And so I think we just talked about like what we were gonna do the rest of the day because we were going back to my house to watch Dune 2 with my roommates.
Hobbies is also a very easy question. Like, a lot of people ask, like, what do you do on your free time? What are your things you're into? Or, oh, I was looking at your page and it seems like you're
that's what I was gonna say.
Looking at your page.
Girlies are stalkers. I feel that's
you
the
already
other thing.
Know everything
that's
before.
The other thing about the girlies. We be stalking them to make sure they're good before even considering.
So then you
get Googled.
But let me ask you though, why would you even ask about the hobbies? Are you genuinely interested or are you looking for red flags?
No, I'm not looking for red flags. I'm just simply
curious.
Yeah.
Got it.
I mean, I guess if he's like,
I'm just asking. I'm
yeah,
just asking.
I like to go to like strip clubs every Friday. Then I'm going to be like, you're not for me.
Whereas some other girls might be like, hey, I want to go with you.
Yeah, take me with you. Dollar bills, y'all.
That's funny.
So I don't
know. So you'd ask about hobbies.
Yeah, but actually it's really interesting that she mentions that. Yeah, everything is already on the internet for you to see. You almost have to pretend like you don't know about them a little bit.
Interesting.
Act a little dumb.
Especially in my case, I didn't think I had to ask him very many questions because I met him because he worked at the Dunkin' on campus. So I know that he was Dunkin' over Starbucks. Very important question. It is an important question. Come on now. New England runs on Dunkin'. But then it was like we ran into each other at the bar afterwards. I'll just tell you guys. Because then it was like, oh, fancy seeing you here out of your Dunkin' uniform. And then he like came up and asked me for my number. Yeah. But he was like, oh, I'm celebrating because I just got into the police academy. So in my head, I'm like, okay, you passed the background check with the police. Like,
right.
No, if the police couldn't find any
Are you saying
reflex,
that there aren't any weird police officers out there?
Oh, don't get me wrong. That is his biggest red flag in my opinion. But you know, he wants to like, he was a criminal justice major and he was like, I want to be one of the good cops out there. That's like, I don't know, friendly and like
don't
opens
think,
up the fire hydrant
don't,
for
don't
little kids.
Don't you think someone does criminal justice to find out how to get away with things?
Honey, why are you asking?
I think
birthday. Let her rest.
Right. I think no, honestly, now that you bring that up, I think people watch murder shows for that.
To learn how to get away
I've
with
heard
things.
Of that.
Yeah, instead of actually becoming a criminal justice major, because those majors don't really learn about like they learn about the justice system and like cases and like they have to take like humanity classes, or at least at my college.
That's so interesting.
Or university,
so more
sorry.
Like the ethics of it versus
rather than like this is how it was done and this is how you should execute it next time. Like I'm not gonna lie, if I was gonna kill someone, the TV show Bones got me. I'm ready.
Really?
I'm ready. I know how to what to do so they don't have to recognize the bones. Damn. Bones set me up very well.
I think I'd be really scared to watch that show.
Well, anyways,
I'd be paranoid.
Let me bring up some of the questions that people wrote and then we'll all actually answer these. Okay. And it'll be intriguing. So what's your criminal background? Was that something you would ask somebody?
No.
You guys wouldn't ask if someone's ever been arrested or they have any prior incidents?
Maybe
I would ask questions around it rather than like straight up.
Directly
ask. Yeah, I'm not a very straight up person because I just also think, I think Natalie also said this, like, it's a personality thing. Like,
yeah,
some, or you actually said it, Dennis, like, some people are just straight up to the point.
Yeah.
And that can be considered as blunt, but yeah. I would be like, or like maybe they mentioned something and I'd be like, you know what the inside of a jail looks like?
Mm-hmm.
That's suspicious. That's weird.
There's people that I know very close in my circle that have been to jail. And I didn't know that until many, 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 many years in, just because obviously that's not something I would personally ask, but it was told, you know? So
no, you wouldn't ask.
No, I wouldn't ask that question.
First question I would say, show me your ankle. Let me see if you got a monitor down there.
What? Sometimes Dennis says the most outlandish shit. And
but,
I'm like,
but no, like,
he wouldn't. You want to know what he told me though on our first date that what? It really made me question our relationship.
Oh, you're gonna come up with like the every day we die something.
Then just tell it. You already started.
Go ahead.
No, you already started.
No, I forgot. Go ahead.
Yeah, basically it's our first date. He has this really cool like convertible car and we're like just rolling on the highway, you know, feeling the air. I'm like, wow, I'm with this college guy. This is so cool. And then he says like, do you ever just think about the fact that the older we get, we're dying?
The closer we are to dying.
Like the closer we are to dying. And
it
I was
never
like,
gets old.
No, I never actually think about that. And that's it. We just kind of left it at that. It was silent. And again, it went from like being such a cool moment to like now everything, like everything just seemed different. And I was like
the
why?
Wind's actually hitting your face at that moment.
Yeah, I had never really thought about life like that.
You kind of like your senses just woke up, your sixth sense just activated and you just kind of.
I just thought it was a very dark way of like looking at life. I had never thought about it like
well,
that.
Well, anyway, so criminal background, you guys, you said you'd beat around the bush.
Yeah.
Sabina. Natalie said, well, she wouldn't ask. Not so you wouldn't even know if the person went to jail.
No.
I feel like I would be like Sabina and I would actually kind of ask, but not ask.
In what date? You would never do that. I
first
know you.
Date?
You would ask on
you would
the first
ask straight
date.
Up on a first date.
We're talking first date questions.
He would not.
Yo, so how many? No. How much time have you served?
Yo, let me take you out to dinner.
No.
You ever been to jail?
Okay. Are you settled here or could you see yourself moving out of the area in the near future?
That's definitely a probable question.
Some people said that was an important question.
Especially if you're thinking about marriage and they're like, I hate it here. I plan on moving and you have your whole life here. That might not work.
I actually thought this was a funny question because, again, I never asked him this because I already know he's relocating and I know where he's relocating to. But so funny series of events. We met very soon to graduation. So I went to graduation and I ended up meeting his parents, but not like, oh, meet the girlfriend. It was like, oh, he's graduating. Congratulations.
God.
But I had mentioned like, oh, yeah, he said he's going to come visit me in Florida. And a few days later, he texted me like, did you tell my parents I'm moving to Florida? And I was like, no, I told them you're coming to visit. And it was because his mom was freaking out. His mom was like, you're not moving to Florida. You can't move to Florida. It's way too far. It's way too hot. He's from New Jersey. And she was like, it's way too far away from me. Like, what?
So that means she saw you as like a threat. In a, not in a bad way, but almost like she's like, could she marry my son?
Is he not relocating like you mentioned, though?
No, he is.
Yeah.
And she's already upset about he's moving. How far away is Philadelphia from New Jersey? I'm not too sure. Like, not that far, but like Florida compared to New Jersey. Like,
yeah,
that's not a drive over.
Sure. How do you guys plan on making the relationship work, seeing as you're from Rhode Island, have some roots here in Florida, going to Philadelphia?
I mean, long distance has been working great so far.
Yeah.
And he's already come to visit. Shit, buy a flight.
Got it.
But you squirmed when we discussed marriage.
Oh, I just don't know about it.
Yeah.
I don't know about it yet.
When we were first dating, did you ever get the notion or feeling that I would move away or that you would move away or that we would ever be separate?
No, I didn't. But I wanted to move out for college and you really convinced me not to. Like, it was crazy. I was ready to bounce.
Where were you planning on going?
Just in the, like, I wanted the college experience. That's what I wanted. But then I visited a dorm room and I was like, this ain't it. When they literally told me, they were like, yeah, the bathroom is over there. I had to walk through this dark ass valley. For me though, the first thing that came to my mind was my period, because I really struggle with my period. For me to have to do that, I would be not okay late at night in the cold. And it was so small. Honestly, the college experience is hard. Did you live on site?
I did.
You did?
Yeah, it's required for freshmen.
Oh, it is. Dude, that's hard.
Yeah, it's a new thing.
How was that for you?
Luckily, I'm a COVID kid and I had the room to myself. So it was supposed to be a triple and I had it as a single.
Wow.
Yeah.
But lucky. Did it also feel kind of like...
Oh, it was so isolating.
Lonely.
It was so isolating. Yeah, again, because of COVID, a lot of kids went home. I mean, some kids didn't go. I'm very similar to now. I was ready to bounce. Strict Hispanic household and I'm a girl. I was ready to bounce.
You know, that's difficult because if someone's very attached to their parents or can't afford a dorm, what do you do? Like, is that going to stop someone from going to college?
I think it might. It definitely goes into the options of where they're applying. Like if they're very attached to their parents, they're definitely going to apply to like a state. Yeah. A close, like a state school or like not that far of a drive.
But you said that it's required to be living at the university.
Yeah. For freshmen. You just have for to freshmen. Do it.
I'm sure it's not every university.
No, honestly. It
sounds like boot camp.
No, I have heard it's like a thing. UCF, I know it's a thing.
It's a thing now, but it wasn't a thing when I started.
It was also a thing. So I feel like it is a thing.
Definitely not boot camp though. Like again, I don't know about other schools, but mine has like this whole orientation week for freshmen. Even during COVID, they still try to give us like an orientation, like fun things. Like I went and I got an aloe plant for free and my mom, it's tall now. My mom takes care of it. Or like we got free signs like on the football field. Like they try to do fun things for us at a distance. But now that I see the new incoming classes get their orientation week, it's like they have parties on the quad, but they're like safe. You know, they end at like 9 and like the orientation leaders are the ones like DJing and kind of mingling with them, making sure they're safe, you know? So it's like giving them that intro college experience without like the fear, I think, or that's the boot camp.
Yeah.
So other first day questions that people have are, is there anybody who would be angry to see me with you?
What?
That's a question.
So the crazy ex.
Yes, the crazy ex. Or maybe not the ex, maybe the helicopter parent.
These people are blunt though. I wouldn't ask that right off the bat, but I do think knowing about an ex for me personally is important because there are some people that have not cut ties.
I think as a male, it's also interesting because let's say, obviously, I would be dating a girl and I ask her, is there anybody that would be angry to see you with me? You know, dudes, ex-guy dudes can be violent.
Guy dudes.
Right? Guy dudes, yeah. Can be violent. And like you're putting yourself in a position where you are now kind of like in someone's crosshairs. Like, they don't. Like anybody being with her.
So that happened to us. Do you remember?
No. I honestly can't remember.
Well, I will give you the representation. So I dated this one guy literally for a month. That's it.
Yeah.
Okay. And I ended up breaking up with him. And I then literally not too far from him. From the time I ended up dating you. And he was not happy.
I can't even remember this.
You really don't remember who it is?
No, I know. I think who it is, but
yeah.
I never had any issue or altercation or anything happen.
No. But here's what I experienced on my end. So he would call me. I'd receive multiple calls like late at night. I know it was from him. I changed my number because he was so obsessive. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then do you remember when you gave me that little bear for Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
Carlos, which was this other guy that was just friends and he would play soccer. He was like, hey, Natalie, your ex was literally in the parking lot, like looking at you guys. Mm. Like that guy was psychotic.
Creepy.
And then let's get to this part on Facebook. This man calls me a zorra and then my ex likes it.
They're really coming for you. Wow. They just all want a piece of Natalie.
Okay. But what I'm saying though is that no one like pulled up with something and like attacked me.
No, nothing
like, so all of this, first of all, guys, going on without me even realizing or knowing that it's happening.
I was really dealing with sleepless nights. I was afraid. This guy was psychotic.
It's, this is not funny. Natalie was scared. I'm laughing at Dennis's face. I needed to clarify.
No, I was scared. I was scared. I told my parents about this. Like, I was genuinely scared. Change my phone number. Who does that?
A lot of people probably deal with that crazy ex or XX or, you know, whatever. But yeah, I think it's important to know that there's somebody out there who, like, obviously will not like you after you get with somebody, right? Thoughts? Sabina, have you had an encounter like that or any issue?
It was actually not similar at all, but on topic. It was like
similar, but not similar at all.
Yeah. I don't know why I said
like,
that.
I want something crazy.
No. So we were,
let me think of something wild and outlandish.
Yes. So, I was at a graduation party and this guy had hit on me and I'm leaving with, my boyfriend's name is Jonathan. And I was like, babe, like that guy was hitting on me in there. And he was like, what? Like what?
Yeah.
And then I was like, a separate time he had brought up jujitsu and I was like, I used to date this guy that did jujitsu.
Oh.
And I thought that was hilarious. I thought it was just like funny. Like, oh yeah. Like I remember this, like not bringing anything else up. And he was like, I don't want to hear about your past. I don't want to hear about
it.
Like,
you just don't want to hear about it. It's true.
Dennis getting kind of jealous. Either. Yeah.
What do you mean?
He's getting,
I don't care.
No, whenever I've mentioned like certain things about certain exes, you're like, yeah, you could just kind of leave it there. Like, yeah. I don't want to know about.
That's genuinely.
You don't remember?
No, I don't care about.
When I've mentioned kissing and stuff like that.
But it is what it was.
It is what it was. Yeah. Right. But I don't.
Okay, are you going to go into detail about how kisses went? Like, no. Like, it's that, fine.
That's the part. Sometimes you want to.
It's fine. What the fuck are you talking about?
I mean, you're my friend. Sometimes I want to be like, this guy was such a bad kisser. And like, you should have seen. You
said that. And I say, wow, that's so funny. And that's it.
Okay, fine. Then I don't know why. Are we living on two different playing fields? Because I vividly remember you being like, I don't want to hear that. But anyways, going back to Sabina's point, the jealousy part.
Yes.
It's kind of cute.
Oh, it can be kind of cute. But then he was just like, he was bothered by it. And I was like, okay, I won't bring up any of the other guys I've dated.
What
in the
did
past.
You say, though, that triggered it?
Well, I should also mention at this grad party, it was at a brewery and we got unlimited beer. So he had some beers in him and he was like,
well, this
like disheveled.
Topic,
he was disheveled for sure.
This topic's been interesting because it's at the beginning of the relationship. But now we're moving into another topic that's more towards the end. And by the end, I mean marriage. The end of the dating, moving into
the
marriage, the end of life. So obviously there's people out there in the world who were told no when they ask for someone's hand in marriage.
Yikes. That's so sad.
When a viral video goes out there and it's like, oh, this guy got told no in front of a whole ass stadium of people or whatever. It's like you capture that moment, but then what happens after? Like, how does someone bounce back after that? Is the relationship salvageable? Overall, though, what are your thoughts about these proposals that end in a no?
This might be, okay, so my first thought wasn't marriage, it was promposals, because I feel like I'm just closer to that, like,
yeah,
group
stage.
Yeah, stage in life. And I vividly remember in high school, this one kid who wasn't as popular as the girl he had asked bought her a whole bouquet of flowers and went to go ask her to prom, and she was like, ew, no.
Damn.
And it was just so sad because we, like, I didn't see it, but I heard about it, and like how he had just thrown away this whole bouquet of flowers into the garbage, and someone went out and fished it out because they were like, that's a fresh bouquet of flowers. But like,
did she have to do that? Right,
really, did she have to say ew no?
Yeah,
like that's crazy to me. And like, I will never forget that. But on the proposal side of things, I don't think the relationship is going to be very one-sided afterwards. I believe
the relationship's over after that.
Oh,
usually.
100%. But usually. Here's my thing is I will never understand how the guy or whoever's asking doesn't fully know. I think that's a little odd. There has to already be a disconnect because
I agree with what you're going to say. I know what
I was thinking about a specific. We went to an event, VidCon, and there was a specific person there that got proposed to.
I don't even remember that.
Dennis, you're not remembering nothing.
What's up with Dennis's brain today? Did he take your vitamins?
Enlighten me, because I can't remember anyone getting proposed to at VidCon.
Nobody got proposed to at VidCon. How do I explain this to you? So the girl with her friends were literally in our circle discussing, oh my God, he's going to propose to you? Yeah, he's going to propose to me. I don't know how I feel about that, blah, 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 blah. The guy had a ring. The guy had the place where he was going to do it. The guy was vlogging the whole thing. This is out. And it's probably not out anymore because they're not together
anymore. I can't remember any of this. Can you believe? Can you believe I don't remember any of it?
This is so annoying.
Okay, but tell it. Just tell it.
I wish I could tell you the name so you're like,
bleep it, bleep it.
Can I bleep it?
No.
Please?
No.
Bleep it.
It's so simple. Just go bleep.
Just bleep.
Okay, bleep. Go, okay. Go.
You're going to bleep this, right?
Yes.
That's how you know. Remember.
Bleep.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Sierra Furtado and Alex.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So it to me, it was weird that I wasn't even friends with her.
Yeah.
For her to open up in that circle to be like, I don't know why he's thinking of proposing. Like, I don't know. I was like, something is off. That's weird that you aren't on the same page. Anyways, long story short, he ends up proposing. She ends up getting engaged. And years later, they're not together anymore.
So they went through with the engagement.
Hello, are you living on this planet? I think Dennis needs coffee. Yes.
So they went, she, okay. Cause that is a very,
they were about to get married.
That's an interesting topic that I have here. Just okay. A lot of people, because I didn't comprehend it. All right. Feel the pressure of saying yes because of social situations. Right.
And so that was a very social situation. Why? This person literally got a company to create her ring. One, this person was vlogging the whole thing. Two, this person had already invited some of the friends and stuff. But I would say, and I would even argue, like, why are you not in line with your significant other? Why is she so... I think the worst part is she knew about it before it even happened. Because her friends were like, girl, something's about to happen and I need you to know. And and you're right. People feel pressure when the spotlight is on. How are you going to be like, no, because things are over, basically.
Here are my thoughts on this. Right.
I can't believe you don't remember that. Dennis, right.
I'm waiting for my turn.
I believe that as a dating couple, you need to be best friends and you need to read the vibes. All right. Like, well, you know when someone is infatuated with you, and like the word infatuated means obsessed, can't live their life without you. You guys are on the same wavelengths. You always understand how the other person's feeling, right? I do believe that some guys are dumb. Okay. Like they are just, they cannot read people.
But here's why I think he was still in the right and why.
I'm not saying them specifically. Okay. I'm saying in general, the general no topic. And we'll touch on that in a moment. But there was a viral TikTok of a guy and a girl who did a gender reveal of their baby. And so they did it in a baseball field and they threw like a base. She threw a baseball at him. He hit it. It ended up being blue. And he celebrated with his baseball team and left her on the side.
Hell right? No.
His baseball team comes up and they got that like, oh, hell yeah, bro. And they're all like jumping with each other. Like,
what did she do?
And she's just like clapping on the side, like happy.
Was she happy?
Trying to integrate into like this mosh pit of like baseball players. But that was really, really sus. Like this, it was weird in the fact that the guy was more inclined to celebrate with them as opposed to her. He neglected her. It was wild. You could tell he's not there here. Like, he's not in his brain and he lacks, like, what's that word that I'm looking for?
Emotional intelligence.
He lacks an emotion. Totally. 100% lacks it, right? And it's kind of the same with this topic. When you lack emotional intelligence and you're not in that wavelength with people, you just don't know. You should never doubt it should never, there should never be a doubt that there will be a no.
Yeah, I agree with that. I do think that in this situation, though, and this is where I think the lines can get blurred, is when you start living with someone, which they were, don't you kind of, I feel like there is an unspoken thing. Not that you're going to get married, but like they were kind of like a household in a way. So I think for him to go and ask for her hand in marriage, I'm not trying to defend him. I'm just trying to understand why he would do that. And for her to literally be at this VidCon, like discussing with strangers.
No, the proposal, it doesn't. No,
something was off.
I disagree. Yeah. Look, Sabina has had the experience with roommates. I've never had a roommate. You've never had a roommate, but she has.
Yeah.
The level of deepness in terms of relationship with a roommate, it does not compare with a couple or a husband or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Maybe he believed that they were deeper than she believed. Maybe to her, they were just
living together.
Dating roommates, kind of. And he thought that they were more. Mm.
Now, I have a follow-up question because yeah. I've been thinking about this the whole time. You guys have been in a relationship for like 10, 15 years?
15? A long-ass time. Yeah, yeah. I think 13, it was like 12, 13 years.
Yeah. Did you never at one point in your relationship be like, have a conversation about it? Like, I know
marriage?
Yeah, like before Dennis were to propose. Like,
yes.
That's what I'm questioning. Like, did they had they never touched the topic before that?
Right. Yeah.
Usually there'll be like offhand jokes like, so when are you going to propose to me?
Exactly.
Like, there's like openness about it. That you even talk about it. It's like a thing that is just very normal. Or like people, family members are like, so when are you guys going to get married? And it's very normal. And it's all kind of leading up to it. And you just know that it's approximating. It's getting close, right?
Yeah, I was going to ask Natalie if she had any idea that it was coming. Like, did you know?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
That's the thing. Like, and you guys had talked about it. And I was also going to bring up family because I know that they've been pressuring Natalie about a baby recently. Like, I can only imagine them, you guys dating for an X amount of time. Yo. Yeah. When are you going to put a ring on it?
Yeah. I think what was helpful, though, is that we were so young. So, honestly, it was almost the opposite where they were like, just wait a little bit more. And I was like, what are we waiting for? That's how I felt. Yeah. So I was actually the one kind of like, let's go look for a house. Let's start doing this stuff, right? Mm. And moving the...
So Natalie was basically saying, marry me without saying, marry me.
Yeah.
Talking about... No, you basically said marry me, kind of. And then you were talking about like houses and stuff, right? I also don't believe...
I'm kidding.
The guy should push without having... It's like, okay, have you ever dove into a pool and like it's shallower than you believed it would be?
Yes. Pain.
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 Your fucking face will hit the bottom. Like you will eat cement. Like it's like that, right? I've had a situation where I dove into a pool that was too shallow and I fucked up my lips, right? You can't jump into asking someone as if you're jumping into a pool and don't know the depth. Like, that's it. That is my metaphor for that.
Yeah.
In terms of public relationships, there was a guy on TikTok. He also had a viral video and he said, when you're dating online, you can't just put everything out there. And then when you break up, you say, give us our privacy. And then you don't tell anybody why you broke up. Literally. Right? Right? You can't just be there for the good times and peace out for the bad.
That's reminding me of a very public breakup that happened recently.
Who? Well, you want to bleep this out?
No, she's posting about it like nobody's business.
Well, can you bleep this out? Because I want to know who.
Okay.
It's
public.
It's public. It's very public.
Okay, fine.
I don't even know if you guys know them because she's like a up and coming influencer, but her name is... Ooh, she goes by TT. It's Tiana something.
No.
But Cody Ford, he is a football player in the NFL. I think he just moved teams, but I already forgot what team he was on. I cared more about her. But they broke up and she has been going very publicly being like, please respect both of us. Like a lot of you are coming for him in the comments, all this stuff. And
they
then
were
people
married or no?
No, they were just he had engaged. He proposed to her. He proposed to her. She said yes because obviously she is in love with him.
Yeah.
And so he broke it up.
Yeah. She didn't go into specifics. But she did give an explanation. She was like, I know my self-worth. Like I know how to be treated and not be treated. And we are never getting back together, but I still love him. And I also saw on TikTok that people are like those TikTok accounts that like just screenshot things and like give you the report on it, if you will, or like going through her comments and being like, and just exemplifying like how people feel entitled to knowing about everything in their relationship. Wait,
can we backtrack for a second?
Yeah.
So you said that you are more about her than him, that you are her fan.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Are you believing her side of the story in terms of everything?
I feel like there is no side of a story. That's the thing. She didn't go really specific into it. She was just saying, I know my worth and my value and I'm not going back.
So she's luring you in like a fish. Like she's milking this situation to.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
So public relationship breaks up. She's not telling why, but she's hinting at.
She is hinting. Yeah.
Okay.
She's hinting very heavily, which is why people went into his comments being like, what did you do?
Which can be very misleading. Yeah.
It is misleading. It sounds very staged, like the German food.
But still, like I have been hurt in a relationship where like I wouldn't tell anyone what to, you know what I mean? Like that's just the way she's healing. And if for her to be like, I know my worth and blah, 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 but it can be misleading for others. Yeah.
Because like this is like, again, like she is a new content creator in a sense. Like she's posting whatever comes to mind, like, you know, to popular songs, singing with her girls. And it was like specifically the Sabrina Carpenter song, like, please don't break my heart, something like that. And that's when viewers were like, your ring isn't on. Oh my God, what's happening? Is this targeted at Cody? I was just more so going into the fact of like, if it's a public relationship, there is no privacy in it.
Yeah.
Because then I don't agree people are with dissecting. That,
though. Like, are you saying that, like, just because it's a public relationship, it does, like, they can't have privacy? Now they're entitled to, because that's what you're saying, right? Basically, if you're gonna give us a story, then tell us why you also broke up.
I mean,
and like, social media is so.
People aren't also entitled to know.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. You are allowed to show anything you want to show. At any time, at any moment.
Cliffhangers, I understand that.
Yes.
But I still believe, because what you see online is not the real story. Like I even mentioned how I freaking hate our wedding video so much.
Yeah.
And so somebody in the comments was like, I just went to watch it. Like, what was so bad about it? And I was like, the night wasn't captured. Like if only you had seen the little things, like you seeing me for the first time or like our parents behind the scenes talking to us, like little things like that. So the full story is never fully online. So I don't personally agree with that, that you have to.
So you believe that a online relationship doesn't need to like close the chapter on a relationship and explain why it ends.
I don't personally.
It can just fizzle out and end.
It's going to be hard for the people watching. They're like, what the heck? Like, what's going on?
It feels like a show that got canceled they have no next season.
But it's real life. It's not a show.
That's what I'm trying to say. Like, people feel entitled to get the full story, get this closing chapter. And I feel like that's why she went on to TikTok afterwards and to kind of be like, stop going into his DMs. This is a private situation. Like,
but then she lit it by saying, I know my self-worth and all this bullshit.
I mean, that was when it was fresh, you know, like it was stinging.
No, yeah. So that's dipping into saying things without fully saying it. Like at that point, just say, hey, we broke up. It's over. And don't say anything about it at all. Thoughts, Natalie?
No, I have no thoughts.
No thoughts.
About the wedding video, though, I also feel I look really freaking pale in that video. I needed to bring that up. I zoom in on myself sometimes. No way. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
So anyways, let me go into these no stories. A seventh grade teacher brought his girlfriend to school to propose to her in front of her entire entire class. She said no. And basically that it was a topic of discussion for the entire year. How the teacher got told no in front of the class and he ended up transferring schools at the end of the year.
Yikes.
The comments after that were like that no proposal should ever be in front of an audience at all. Doesn't matter if it's like an elementary school, high school, stadium. Overall, never propose in front of a lot of people. Our proposal was just us two. No one was around. What are your thoughts about like those like surprise proposals where like family's there, and it's like,
no, it's not for me.
Kind of like, no, staged.
No, no. Yeah, it's not. That's
what
not
about you, Saina? What kind of proposal are you expecting or you want?
Also, just like a just us type of thing, and mm. you know, a secret photographer somewhere in the bushes.
Secret photographer.
That's after funny. The moment, you know, from a bush.
Someone said, I can tell you what happens when you propose and she isn't feeling it, but says yes anyways because of social pressure. Very awkward, sad time until you finally have the talk you should have had before proposing.
Ooh. No, that's I know, not
that
okay.
sucks.
Sad.
That sucks.
She replied with no, but wait a while and ask again, and I think it'll be a yes. That they're still married.
Oh, wow.
So
honest.
He got the no.
Yeah, it's true.
And they ended up switching it to a yes later on.
It's hard to be that person and take that. That takes a lot.
Yeah.
Yikes.
I know at the beginning of the topic, I mentioned how usually the no would end up with, you know, heartbreak right. and like leaving. But they must have really cared for each other. Mm-hmm. Is it possible for two people to love each other and someone still say no to a marriage? Yeah. You guys feel that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I definitely believe that.
Some How can the circumstance lead up to that?
So many things, honestly. Sometimes just location. Sometimes like what you do for a job. Sometimes just you don't match. You could love each other, but it's just something you fight a lot. Or
can I ask you something? Would there have been a world where you would have said no to me proposing to you?
You want me to say this on imagine.
So I asked you at like the soccer field or like this park, right? Mm-hmm. If I would have asked you that same day somewhere else in a restaurant or anywhere, you would have said yes regardless of the situation?
Yeah, I would have said yes, but it would have been uncomfortable for me.
So the way that I went about it
was, I told you I didn't want it. Fine. Like, yeah, I didn't want anything public like that.
Okay.
I was going to say like some people just, I mean, my sister doesn't believe in marriage and has been with her boyfriend living together for 10 years.
Yeah, not everybody wants to get married.
Yeah. You
know, that reminds me of another comment that I actually didn't write down. That she said no to him and he said, I will never ask you to marry me again. And that they kept their relationship going. They're together for 25 years, but they're not married.
Yeah, I see that being my sister. I really do see that being my sister. But, going back to it, I also believe like you, I feel like you both have to be prepared to be married. Like going back to the, but wait and ask me and I think it'll be a yes. Mm-hmm. Like maybe she just felt that they needed to put a little more work into the relationship before she felt comfortable being like, yeah, I'll spend the rest of my life with you rather than getting married and then working on the relationship.
Yeah.
Maybe it was too early. Maybe he asked without them being ready, but she kind of had an inkling feeling that he was the one, but she wanted to be more certain.
Yeah. And what a great thing for him to have like
good taken feedback. That.
Mm-hmm. Cause I'm just a very situational person. Like imagine this is 5 months into dating. Like girl, that is going to be a no, but yeah, give us a little, some years
but like,
and then maybe.
But even 5 months in, you kind of have like this, oh, he could be. Right?
No.
He could be the one.
Well, not for me, at least.
You don't think? Even 5 months in, between us two, you wouldn't have known?
Maybe at a different stage in life, but no.
Do you think the amount of time that I waited to propose was too much, too little, just right?
It was too much.
You think?
Yeah.
7 years, by the way, people.
Yeah.
What would you have preferred? Now I'm curious.
Well, the thing is, I do feel like it was perfect timing. You had just finished college. So it wouldn't have made sense. We would have been transitioning too many different things. Like marriage in itself is hard when you've never lived with someone else. So I think it was perfect, but it was just too long.
You just wanted to get married.
No, the thing is that my dad would always like haunt me and he would say one thing mm-hmm. that really bothered me because I have an aunt that was with a guy for 10 years and he ended up being gay.
I hate it when that happens.
Wait, what?
So my dad was like, not saying that Dennis is gay, but he's like,
he's trying to curse us.
He's like, just be careful, like get married already because it was just so long.
I find that funny.
Well, that's it for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. Be sure to be here every Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern time. If you're listening to this on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, be sure to rate us and leave a comment on YouTube if you're watching the visuals.
And wish Sabina a happy birthday. Yes. And guess down below who we bleeped out. You better bleep that.
I'm not going to forget to bleep that out.
There's two bleeps.
Two bleeps?
I mean,
no, one bleep.
Fine, one bleep.
The one bleep. The one that Sabina said, that's going out there. Who cares? All right.
That's public. Okay. That's real public. All right,
see you next week, guys.
Bye.
Hit the wreck.